Hey, Trey here. Two things. First, I'm not sure if you know it, but Us and Them was honored with four Associated Press Broadcasters Awards, including one for excellence in public service through journalism. Second, it's the time for the Spring Pledge Drive at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And if you value the work that our Us and Them team does in telling the stories about the things that divide Americans, would you consider making a pledge of support to West Virginia Public Broadcasting? You can call or text to 1-800-RADIO-87, or you can go online to WV Public and find the little red button at the upper right-hand corner. And when you pledge, let them know where you live and that you're a listener of Us and Them. Doing this would be a big help for our show and the other great programming at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And thank you so much. Hey, it's Trey Kay, and from West Virginia Public Broadcasting and PRX, this is Us and Them. We're the show that tells the stories about the things that divide people, and sometimes things that bring us together. 2020 was a remarkable year for all of us. It required one adaptation after another. A series of lessons where you're given a choice, sink or swim. When I'm not producing Us and Them, something I really love doing is playing music with friends. Last year, about this time, I spent a lot of time figuring out the chords for the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
That's because I wanted to play it on Christmas Eve with my friend David Temple. Dave is a killer classical guitar player, and playing music with him is sublime.
Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore, faithful friends.
That song is the one Judy Garland sings in the film Meet Me in St. Louis. Usually when we hear it, one line goes like this. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough. But in the film, Judy sings,
until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow.
It's that muddling thing I wanted to tap into. For me, it's a reminder that in difficult times, we have to keep moving, adapting, swimming, doing our best to keep our heads above water. The holidays are a time when tensions collide, a time to muddle through somehow. Just as every message around me says I need to buy things and that it's the most wonderful time of the year. Little did I know when I played that song on last year's Christmas Eve, just how much muddling through 2020 would require. It's unlike anything we've experienced. A global pandemic, a national health emergency, the specter of losing our own lives in a very scary, lonely way, the death of people we know, businesses shutting down, stay-at-home orders, the potential disillusion of our national economy and our personal livelihoods, and not to mention a reckoning over racial inequities. And in many ways, the whole thing played a role in wearing down our mental health. For Much of this year, I was in Charleston, West Virginia, away from my home in the Hudson Valley of New York, living in and working from my mom's basement. I was fortunate that we could make things work out, and I'm grateful for my mother's company and hospitality. But I really missed my son back in New York. And in a big way, I missed making music with people, sitting in a room, playing instruments, singing with them, while breathing the same air. This led to an adaptation. A wonderful pandemic byproduct was the gift of lots and lots of time. Time to play music on my own, figuring out songs that I always wanted to learn how to play. Last Christmas, my son bought me a ukulele. I'd never played one before. Bunkering down in my mom's basement gave me plenty of time to figure it out.
Hey, this is Trey. It's the last Sunday in the month of April, 2020. And this has been a crazy week. And this Sunday, I'm just singing what I'm feeling. The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I thought I heard them say. Don't dwell on what is passed away or what is yet to be.
Playing these songs and posting them on YouTube and getting reactions from friends who had lots of time to listen helped me tap into my creativity, maintain my sanity, and stay connected with friends. Another adaptation, exercise. You see, my pre-pandemic gym routine included lots of group exercise classes, yoga, calisthenics, spinning classes.
A couple of turns on. We're going to slow our pace to 84.
I'm done with the smoking. I'm done with the playing.
I want you to feel like you're on a slight hill.
I've never been too successful with solitary workouts. I crave to exercise with other people. And I really like getting together with my usual workout crew. When everything shut down, the interruption quickly began to show, and I started gaining weight almost immediately and was generally feeling crappy and irritable. But after a while, people in my life started offering some new ideas. Like my nephew started a walking challenge that encouraged us to log a certain amount of miles each week. And I joined video yoga classes and Zoom meetings where I could meditate with thousands of people from around the world. By summer, I was back to my place in the Hudson Valley of New York. Things were still shut down, but I could swim as much as I wanted in nearby lakes. This made the pandemic bearable. When September arrived, it was too cool to swim, so I would just sit by the lake and watch the leaves change. One day, I saw a couple of guys swimming around in wetsuits, and I started thinking, you know, I could do that. I ordered a wetsuit and joined these guys.
Now, we have to point out here to anybody who is listening is that Kevin and I have wetsuits on. Ed, on the other hand, has just shed his coat. And he's got nothing on but a pair of Speedos and a swim cap. And he is going to be immersing his body into, well, water that, at least here at the shore temperature, says 42.6. When we get away from the shore, I think it at least gets down to 41, right?
Yeah. I'll probably let you know when I get out there if you...
Which is colder than the water you drink out of your refrigerator.
Yeah.
It was exhilarating. Adaptation again. I was doing something I never thought I'd do. Swimming in ice water. And loving it. I saw the sky in a different way doing backstroke. I could see the autumn leaves and the trees surrounding the lake in a new way, through little rainbows in the mist of my breath. I was challenging my body and feeling it in a new way. This was definitely social distance. I was about as far away from the virus as one can be. As the fall moved into winter, yes, I continued to meet with my ice water swimming buddies. We swam as the water temperature dropped into the 40s. And we've been breaking through the ice to swim in water that's in the 30s. Sound nuts? Well, some days I might totally agree with you. Especially when I'm in the middle of the lake on a cold, cloudy day and my feet and hands feel numb and my face feels like I'm holding it in a bucket full of ice. But I keep moving, adapting, swimming, doing my best to keep my head above water. And then the sun breaks through the clouds and my attitude completely changes. I feel a full-on body connected to the elements experience that is really beautiful. It's a meeting nature on nature's terms kind of thing. Is this something I would have done if it weren't for the pandemic? Probably not. Is it something that I might keep doing after the health crisis has passed? Highly likely.
Wait, say that again.
41.9.
Ed, can you carry me? Can you carry me out?
just keep stepping. Oh, man. It really felt good.
As 2020 closes, I recognize that so many have lost so much. That makes me see even more clearly the need to keep sharing people's stories. To help us all know more about us and about them. After all, isn't that really the way we'll muddle through somehow?
Music lifts us up and brings us together, even when we can't get together in person. Mountain Stage brings you live performances on the air, online, and in our podcast. They remind you how it feels to be in a live audience listening to live music. This is Larry Gross, host of Mountain Stage. Find a link to our stations and our podcast online at mountainstage.org.
You've been listening to Us and Them. Our team for this show is me, Trey Kay, and Kate Smith. Thanks to Debbie and David Temple, and special thanks to my crazy ice swimming buddies, Kevin Curran and Ed Gabriels. Michael Lipton and Tristan Lozal wrote and performed the Us and Them show music. Mark Lerner designed our logo. Lilena Price provides us with images for the web. The wonderful people at PRX and West Virginia Public Broadcasting make Us and Them possible. So do grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CRC Foundation, and the West Virginia Humanities Council. Us and Them was originally developed with assistance from the mentorship program at AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio. Good riddance, 2020. We'll see you in 2021 on Us and Them.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From PRX.